Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel. Every year, Jesus' parents went up to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12, they went up as usual. And when the festival was over, they began the journey home. But the boy stayed in Jerusalem, and they didn't know it. They assumed he was among the party traveling with them. They went a day's journey, but when they began to look among their friends and family, they didn't find him. So they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple. He was sitting with the teachers, listening, asking questions, and all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents found him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you done this to us? We have been searching for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. He went down with them. They went back to Nazareth. He was obedient to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And the boy grew in wisdom, in years, in divine and human favor. The gospel of the beloved, Jesus Christ. I know what it's like to lose a kid, but only for about an hour. I don't know what it's like to lose a kid for 3 days. I can imagine the understatement of the year when Mary said, "We have been searching for you with great anxiety." The interesting thing is, Jesus did not seem to think he was lost. He knew exactly where he was. He was exactly where he meant to be. And oddest of all, he didn't feel like he was away. He felt like he was home. He was in his Father's house. He was home. He wasn't lost. He was right where he needed to be. I think about how often we feel sort of lost in our lives. We feel out of place. We feel like we're not quite sure where we are, where we're supposed to be. Sometimes we feel like we don't quite belong in our society or in our families or all sorts of places where we wish we belonged. There are lots of ways in which we feel somehow sort of lost, not quite sure what's next or where we are or where we're supposed to be. Jesus just felt like he was home, wherever he was, as if somehow, wherever he was, because God was there, that was home. He was with his dad in the temple. He was home. Maybe Jesus isn't the one who's lost. Maybe Jesus is God coming to us, calling us home, not so much so that we move to a different place, but so that we bring our attention to the presence of God that's already with us. Right now. Right here. We can stop being lost the moment we realize we're home. Once when I was in the Boundary Waters with Beth, there's just these lakes in fairly low rolling country, so you don't have big landmarks. There are no mountains, things like that. And the maps are just lots of yellow with little blue blobs that show the lake. And when you're in the middle of a lake, it looks just kind of lake going all the way around. So landmarks are not real clear. And of course, there's the little note down at the bottom of the map that says, "Not to be used for navigational purposes," which is the only reason you have it. Well, Beth and I were out in the middle of nowhere on this lake, and we turned a corner around this peninsula, and all of a sudden, nothing matched the map. Nothing looked right. There was no way to figure out Where are we? Where are we supposed to be? There's this really sort of rotten, sinking feeling, because other than general knowledge of which direction is south and which is north, you don't really know where you're at. It's a really scary way of being lost. Well, I figured the only way to really find where we were was just to backtrack and retrace our steps until we finally hit something that was familiar. So we turned the canoe around. Oh! And it was familiar. I knew exactly where we were. It turned out that according to the map, we had gone around a peninsula, but there was an island at the end of the peninsula. And it didn't show that. We'd just gone around the island right back to where we would have already been. And we didn't realize that until we turned around and realized we were just in the place where we just were 4 minutes ago. We were where we were supposed to be. We thought we were lost, but we weren't. Maybe we think we're more lost than we are if we would just return to where we are. And God is inviting us to not be so lost wherever we are, because God is always with us. Jesus has come to call us home. In 1979, I filled in for a pastor in Skamakaway, Washington, who was on vacation, and I stayed with a family in that church that had a dairy farm. So for that summer, I was a dairy farmer, which was pretty cool. I would practice my sermons out mowing hay, and Frank's father would watch me mowing, and afterwards he would say, "You know, Pastor, I don't mind if you rehearse your sermon on that tractor, but don't start praying with your eyes closed, okay?" After a while, I got pretty good at it. Frank would go out every morning and every evening and bring the cows in to get milked. He would get on his little motorbike, and he would go out of the milking parlor and across the pasture and down the road and out the fence and over to the river, and he would splash across the river and go to the far end of the pasture and round up all the cows, and he would bring them back across the pasture and through the river, up the road, through the fence, over the pasture, and up into the milking barn every morning and every afternoon. And one day there was something going on, I don't remember what it is, a problem with the milking machines or something, and he said, "Would you go get the cows?" So I went out of the milking barn and down across the pasture and through the fence and down the road and over to the river, and I thought, I don't want to go through the river. And there were the cows out in the pasture on the other side. So I just started singing really loud. And the cows all looked up, and they all started coming. And they came to me, and they made it across the river. And we went up across the pasture and into the milking barn, and he turned around, and there we already were. And he said, "How did you do that?" And I said, "You just sing to them. They'll come." Well, I did that more than once, and it always worked. I just sang really loud, and they would come. It wasn't until I married a Norwegian that I discovered that in the Scandinavian countries, the young women whose job it was to go bring in the cows for the milking, they would do that. And they developed this form of singing called kulning. And it's really high and clear and piercing, and it just travels. It carries over the forests and through the meadows and up those mountain valleys, and those cows can hear it a long way off. And they just go out there and they sing these songs that are usually passed down. The melody, it's a wordless song. It's just, and they sing it. It's been passed down from generation to generation. And the cows hear it. And they come. I've seen videos of a young woman going out in this pasture in Finland, and she just does this amazing singing. And she waits, and pretty soon you hear, dink a dink a dink a dink. You hear these cowbells. And here they come out of the mist. I've also seen a video of a woman who goes out and does this kulning, and no cows come, but she keeps doing it. And then you wait, and you do it some more, and you listen. And then there was some cooling coming from somewhere else. Somebody was answering, because that's also what it was for. It was a way of just saying, "Hi, neighbor, I hear you. You belong. You're one of us." I think Jesus is God's cooling. God comes out into the pastures where we are, like cows who have gone off looking for green grass and lost track of where they are. Jesus has come to be among us and is singing this song that was passed on directly from Jesus' parents. This clear, high, piercing song that if you don't know, at first sounds like it's just yelling until you realize it's a song. A song full of joy and beauty and celebration, and also a song that says, "My people, you're mine. I want you. Come home." In the middle of all this season when we're singing, O come, Emmanuel," God is the one who's singing in the middle of our song, saying, "Come home. Be here. I'm here with you. I want you." And as we sing, most of what we do is listen. So listen. God, help us to listen. Help us to be mindful of your presence and to listen for your voice. To receive your blessings. Give us courage to trust your deep desire for us. Surrendering everything to live in harmony with your grace. To come home.